הכלב אוהב לשכב על הגג, with an עין, כן? על הגג.
Oh, with an עין?
עין.
Oops.
Because על is don't do something, right?
Oh, yeah, I was doing it with ears and not eyes.
Oh, we do all of it, right, Emma? In our class?
But it's the fact that I can't hear the iron.
It's okay.
That's
why knowledge is, right? Knowledge. Rivka hayta ha'isha shel Yitzchak. Ken, Rivka hayta ha'isha shel Yitzchak. Ha'anashim hulchim levet ha'kneset
be'shabbat.
Ken, be'shabbat. On Shabbat, you don't say al Shabbat.
say be shabbat.
אוקיי. בית. ללכת לחנות לקנות אוכל. Others did something else? I love. Like, עלינו לשבח לנו. From that format, I love ללכת. So this is another way to say someone, he has to go. We have to bow, aleinu, or we have to praise God, aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol, to the master of everything.
So what does the al mean exactly? The meaning
al, upon.
Upon us.
Right? So it's a just a poetic way to say, you have to go.
It's a higher format.
We gotta go to the store to buy food. Hayalda hitkarva eleinu. Hayalda hitkarva eleinu. Ani shara kamoha. האם עוגת השוקולד בשבילי? For me? בשביל is for. Because if you say, האם עוגת השוקולד לי?
To me.
When something is destined for you, you say בשביל.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah, because there's no verb in there for the li. You can look at it that way.
Okay. Yeah, but there are other verbs that require other prepositions.
True.
Yeah, but...
But if you don't have a verb at all...
You can't just do li. Yes, you can.
This is bishbili. Yeah. The cake was made for your sake. You like chocolate cake, and your mom made it specially for you.
Because of you. Bishbili for me is because, yeah, for some reason.
Statement. הילד הולך לסופרמרקט? כמובן. הילד הולך לסופרמרקט? Or you could say, האם הילד הולך לסופרמרקט? And it's the same thing. One way, you just change the intonation. And the other one is you use a word that signals a question. האם.
And it's a word that we don't translate except by putting a question mark at the end.
You do not translate that. So in English, you will switch the to-be verb. Is the child going to the supermarket? Or you will just do the same thing as in Hebrew intonation change. The child is going to the supermarket?
Or maybe you could say, is it that, in English, is it that the child is going to the supermarket?
Well, you could accept that.
No one would speak that way, but that's kind of what it means. Is it true that? Is it that?
Wait,
does
it
come from
another language?
Sorry.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's kind of. I mean, it's sort of like there's no English. But it's just a
correct.
An indication
there's no
of
English.
A question.
Correct. But do you remember what happened with Gypsy? You guys, this is exactly right. You are right. There isn't exactly the equivalent in English. There are things in Hebrew that you will need to learn as template. Just like a template, and that's how it is. It's not parallel to English. You do not have a parallel structure in English, and that is okay. What you need to know in order to translate is how can I translate it and still make sense in English and not change the Hebrew meaning. That's why you say yeshli, yeshlecha. And I told you, you know, you need to think about it as there is to me, there is to you. To make sense in English, to say I have a book, you have a book, because I have, you have, doesn't exist in Hebrew. We say we use a different template, and so just learn the equivalent templates at those times. Sometimes it's the same concept, sometimes it's just different templates. Okay, so ha'im is a marker for a question. It's not translated to English. You are going to just switch this to be verb.
And it's always the first word. Is that right?
And it's always the first word when you have a question, absolutely.
See, in Spanish, if you have a question, you put a backward, an upside-down question mark before you start the sentence so you know what you're coming to do.
Exactly.
And I think of
hyena
as being this.
That's a nice one.
And sometimes the question is indicated just by a hey with a pa.
Okay, so what's the equivalent in the Bible? In the Hebrew, let's say that in the modern language or in rabbinic, you have ha'im. What's the equivalent in rabbinic, in biblical Hebrew?
It's the
the interrogative hey. The chadaf patach, they do the compound vowel. Hashomer achi anochi, for what am I, and they're my brother's guardian? Okay.
So is that, would you say that's a generic question marker?
This is the marker for the interrogative questions in the Bible, because in the Bible you don't have question marks either. You don't have punctuations except for trope, right? And you need to know, right?
Which are in the Bible. And it would never affect the spelling of the rest of the word.
Spelling?
Never
affect
the vowel.
The vowel of ha will change if you have aleph.
Okay.
So it's going to be a little tricky, but this is the basic vowel for it.
Yes, so it's either va, or it's kind of a va, or it could be the indication of a question, or it could be kind of a, or it could be the first letter in the.
But you see, what comes to your benefit is your understanding of the text. You have now enough knowledge when you look at a pasuk to see, to understand the sequence of the story and decide. Wait a minute, this is supposed to be a question, so how come it is not this vowel? Right. Oh, I have an aleph there. You know, as soon as you say guttural, are red lights for you.
Yeah. So. If you're looking at something that begins with a ha, you've got several choices. Va, question,
that's
or
it.
As part of the binyan.
That's right. Exactly. You got it.
Mm. You're narrowed down.
To one of the different ones.
Different people, right?
Yeah.
That's why there are different books for every person. Okay.
The next five.
Chamesh, okay. Efo sefer?
Etzlo.
At his possession. Okay? Etzlo is another word that you don't really have translation for, right?
Yeah.
You just learn it as a concept, and once you understand the concept, you use it correctly. Bishvil mi ha'iparon hazeh? Bishvila. In the question, you had bishvil. So it was already a hint what the answer should be. Bishvil mi ha'iparon hazeh? Why are you getting too many pencils? Who is this for? Okay. Bishvil mi zeh? Bishvila. And look at the mapik at the hey. Don't forget the mapik when you conjugate, when you decline prepositions. Sheva. Bekoshi hi ratza. She is hardly running to her.
Mm-hmm. Right, this is Rasa.
Okay.
So she's hardly running. Yom yom hi choshevet alav with an ayin. Yom yom hi choshevet alav. She thinks of him daily. About him. בחודשיים האחרונים התרחקנו מהם. We got farther from them, farther away from them. Yeah, we distanced ourselves from them. להתרחק מ. להתרחק משכן רע ומחבר רע. Right, so התרחק מ. So this is the מ is a required preposition for the verb להתרחק. הסבתא שלחה יומן. נכון, הסבתא שלחה לי יומן. She sent to me a journal. I have to say this. What if I head to the supermarket at the end? לסופרמרקט.
Sent me the journal.
Safta sent me to the supermarket.
Sent me to the supermarket.
Me. So what would be me?
Oti.
Oti. Right?
That's why I got
it. It's a direct altogether. So, Shalchali Yoman.
Sent me to. Exactly. Me too.
Exactly.
Not to me.
Exactly. Exactly.
What is the answer?
Li.
It is. Okay.
Safta Shalchali Yoman.
Me. Because it's a
she sent me
your
a journal. So what confuses you is the English, because in English it's direct.
No, it's an indirect.
She sent me her journal. You don't have a preposition.
But it is an indirect object, I think.
But you don't say she sent to me a journal.
Right.
Okay, in English you can use without to.
But I mean, I think grammatically it is indirect, but that means that's no one knows English.
Okay. All right. 139. Let's look at the prepositions there. Prepositions is the hardest thing, and there isn't a better way to learn it except for pay attention to it as you look at the text. אני דאגתי למשה. אני דאגתי לו.
לא.
Yeah, I was worried about him. עניתי לחברתי. שאני אבוא
הערב.
So, לחברתי is what? חברתי, to break it, what is it?
To my
החברה שלי.
To be friends.
אמרתי, עניתי לחברה שלי שאני אבוא הערב. אמרתי,
לא.
חברה.
לה.
לה. You see the tab in there? The tab is for her.
So
here,
page 139.
The word is chavera.
I'm correcting.
Ha chavera sheli. What do we need to do?
Oh,
we have to put in the tav.
So we drop ha,
yeah.
We drop the shell, right? This will have to change into ta, and we plug in e, right?
Yeah.
This. So we got ha ve rati. However, this something has to shorten. This is already shorter. This is an authentic e, so this will be shortened. חברתי.
And so the T, this is חברה is a noun.
לחברה, the H will turn into a taf in constant. In constant.
Yes.
When
this
you are...
The T, again, the ending is either...
Shelly.
Yeah, it's Shelly there, but in... You can use T, the T ending is also a verb.
Nachon?
The verb patterns. But this is not a verb, this is a noun. So you gotta use the noun patterns, which are this.
Nachon, and if you see a taf, it needs to be ding, 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 ding.
Right? It could be either one.
Because so when you write,
you just have to figure out whether it's a noun or a verb.
And then once you establish it's a noun, what do you need to remember? That the taf is really what?
A
he. A he. And you need to check the dictionary, the absolute form, because sometimes it can be a taf or a he.
Right.
In Talit, it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. I'm just.
I'm sorry. I just lost that whole conversation.
It's okay. You know, he's learning one way,
okay.
and he just needs to make sure he understood, and that's okay. It doesn't. His way doesn't need to work for everybody. Did you understand what happened on the board when I explained it?
That I understood.
That's all you need to remember. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just
yeah,
leave
I'm
it.
I'm doing it reversal. I'm doing reverse.
That's fine. That's perfect.
Except
fine.
For the part that where we the tav had to disappear.
It doesn't disappear. It's there is a rule. This is a historical hey, an historical hey always, which is with tav.
Oh, okay.
And it's because it's the feminine form of chavira.
Chavira is the absolute form. So this is what
absolute form of feminine.
Right. So chaver is actually what we're going to find in the dictionary,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you want to know the feminine, you're gonna in a Hebrew dictionary it will be in the square parenthesis at the end of chaver,
mm-hmm.
and it will say chavira. And it will even give you the construct form. However,
the Hebrew dictionary you're talking about is the
Evan Shushan.
Evan Shushan.
And this is the Chaverat Haben, Chaverat Ha'av. However, it will also give you, because the vowel changed with the possessive conjugation, it will also give you this. It will probably give you a third person, and then you will not need to know that the rest of the conjugation is the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Can
so,
well, sorry. Can you write the words masculine and feminine for other dictionaries? Because I'm never quite sure.
You mean zachar?
Right. So I can actually write
zachar,
it.
Zachar.
That's masculine. Right.
Nun is like a right. We're not, yeah.
So they do the
design or none.
I am never secure in that.
Yeah, and there are nouns that are both, so it will give you this. Zachar und kiva. The gender for that particular one is both.
So
like shemesh and ruach.
So the translation of the sentence then is, I answered to her.
Mm-hmm.
I answered to her that I will not come, that I will come this evening. Is that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I answered to her that I will come tonight.
Thank you.
Desert, community.
Okay.
Is that considered like a construct form?
Yes. Remember, when you are, what you're constructing, when you add a possessive pronoun.
Yeah.
You just don't get confused with terminology. That's what happens to any noun. When you add a possessive pronoun attached, you construct it with a noun. Okay? I know, terminology is confusing, so that's why I don't like terminology, but I will sit to you if I will not teach it. So I mention it, and you just write it down, and, you know, just focus on what it really does to understand how you can translate it. Okay? So, Shabstein, who hivtiach layeladot shehu yavo bazman? He promised the girls that he will come back on time.
Lahen.
Hu hivtiach lahen. He promised them that he will come on time. Ani ohevet lenagin bechalil.
Oto? I like to play it.
I put oto.
Okay. Mm. What is the preposition that next to chalil?
Be.
Be.
So it should be bo.
It's exactly right. So
I'm sorry, read
it. Bechalil. It says Bechalil.
Oh, okay. So that's the...
Lenagen be. Ani menagen, ma'ata menagen, ani menagen, menagen ba'chatzotzra, chatzotzra, menagen ba'chatzotzra. Lenagen be.
So essentially, the clue to the answer is in the compound word. The preposition
really
is there.
Yes,
okay.
Because it's what? It's needed by the...
By the noun.
By the verb.
I mean, it's needed by the verb.
By the verb.
It's attached to the noun, so it's there.
It's the verb.
Yeah.
It's attached to.
Okay. הם גרים בדירה.
בא.
בא. במפיק בה. היא כותבת במחברות.
So you say it differently.
בא.
If you can do it, listen, Israelis do not do that anymore, so forgive me, I grew up there. I need to teach you that that's what it's supposed to do. You can do whatever suits you. הם גרים בה. היא כותבת במחברות.
בהם.
Feminine plural. בהם. הוא דיבר עם הילדה.
אמה.
אמה. And if it's modern Hebrew, we're going to say regular spoken language.
Ita.
Ita.
Which is Aleph, right?
We say Ima or Ita. Ita. They're equivalent. Remember, they're both biblical. One was used more frequently in the Bible than the other. This one stayed in high poetic Hebrew, and this one for everyday spoken language. And it's important that when you write to me in the here and now, you use the everyday language. Because no one would say, I sat with them in a restaurant, Yeshavti imam b'misada. It's considered, whoo, whoo, okay? Who diber im hayalda? הוא דיבר עימה או איתה. הם נשאו עם רות ועימי.
עימהן.
עימהן.
The second you include yourself in a group,
oh.
It has to be us. Just like in English. עימנו or איתנו. עימנו or איתנו. Right, don't forget איתנו.
Where do you get yourself though in this?
It says imrut ve'imi, and with me.
Oh, imi, sorry.
Yeah, the second you're part of the group, it's us. Hem nasu imrut ve'imi. They traveled with Ruth and me. Then they traveled with us. Imanu or itanu. Hu lakach et hayelet leseret.
Oto.
Hu lakach oto. Hu lo hevin et hashiurim.
Also,
otam. Otam. Shiurim is plural. Plural masculine. See there? He kantali et hamatana.
Ota.
Ota.
Page 33. It's all on page 33.
So yeah, make a note and review that name. And if
I lost my other book. Oh no, but so I went through and I highlighted.
The mouth?
It was really a very helpful review. So I can, which I never did with my other book.
Perfect. Now another one. Another one is to pick the correct verb.
This was wrong.
It's hard to remember, so I'm reminding you. Itpael is mostly reflexive, but it's also reciprocal. Pi'el is a stronger tufa'al, but it will also be, it will have some elements of causative, like limed, you make somebody else learn, right? Limed. And when pi'el and pa'al share a root, then hitpa'el is gonna be the passive meaning of it. קיבל ספר, התקבל לאוניברסיטה. אני קיבלתי ספר בדואר, I received a book in the mail. However, התקבלתי ללימודים. I was accepted to the studies. Yeah? Following that? Let's check it out. הילדים ממנו בפחד.
They kept themselves at a distance,
they distanced themselves from him
in fear.
Oh,
from him in fear. Now where's the in here?
Be'fachad.
Okay,
remember the way
or fearfully. The way we create adverbs in Hebrew most commonly is taking be and plugging it into a noun. Be'emet, truthfully.
What does richaku mean?
That's right. So I richek is you make somebody else get away. Or get a distance. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
And rachok is an adjective. Mm-hmm. I live far away. Okay. Hashchenim eleinu besimcha. Itkarvu. This is the opposite of itrachaku. They got closer to us happily. Right?
Oh,
I cannot drive the car. Lehitnaheg is to behave. Has a different meaning. You drive yourself.
I'm confused. It's linhog is the answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it means worry.
Lidog means worry.
Lidog
means worry. Lehitnaheg is to behave.
Right.
Linhog is to drive. שכחה לא את הנכתב. נכון. היא שכחה לכתוב לו את המכתב. She forgot to write to him the letter. Okay? Anybody wrote something else? If you wrote something else, it's really important to ask and understand what was your thinking pattern when you picked the different one. Which one did you pick?
I picked kotva because I was thinking in the past tense, but I know that it's wrong, but it's something that I do, that I have to watch.
So when there are two verbs in a row, you always need to translate to see if they are connected and match to the subject, or one of them is serving as a helping verb.
Mm-hmm.
Here, shachacha is a helping verb. She forgot to write. Okay? She forgot to write to him the letter. היא שכחה לכתוב לו את המכתב. האב את האם. נכון. האב נשק את האם. כשהיינו בשדה, התנשקנו. כשהיינו בשדה, when we were in the field, we kissed each other.
So it's נשקנו. So the reason I chose the Hitael was because
there's this, we kissed each other, it was reciprocal. That's right.
But that's not what the answer is?
Yeah, it is the answer.
Oh, I got it right.
Yeah. Well, this is
unusual. It was good.
That's right.
You need the reciprocal
form. Because Nishek, it takes it takes a direct object.
Oh.
And here you do not need a direct object. You don't have a direct object. And hitpael, now we remember that also has a reciprocal meaning, right? And we had it in one of our stories too, right?
Oh yes,
so all these things should have fallen into place right now. Kishayinu basadeh, hitnashakno. Anachnu le'echol tarnegol hodu. That was perfect for Thanksgiving. אנחנו אוהבים לאכול תרנגול הודו. We like to eat turkey. הצעיר עם הבחורה כשהם היו בחופש. התאהב. הוא התאהב. You need a singular. And the question is, are you going to do התאהב or אוהב? אוהבים is not an appropriate usage. But in your list, it said "hit a hev'im," right?
And today we say I have be, to fall in love with, be. Who et hamichnasayim hatzarim?
Lavash.
Who lavash et hamichnasayim hatzarim? Because when you say who mitlabesh, you do not need to say the what.
Right? Oh, you don't. You don't need to say the yet.
When you do mitzvah, you do not put a list of what he put on. Because it means he got dressed.
Yeah.
Period. End of story. When you use pa'al, then you also say what he wore. Hu lavash et hamichnasayim hatzarim. He wore the narrow pants. Ani ohevet lifnei hara'i. I will have to be dressed before the mirror.
Before what?
Before the mirror.
Oh.
Ra'i is a mirror. In front of
to see.
Oh, so.
Same word as mirror.
Nachon?
So, the pe'el, does that require a direct object?
The pe'el does not require an object.
So technically, I suppose you could say they kissed each other, but instead we use the one verb, condensed. That's mirror. It comes from that. It's related to that. Mirror A.
Questions about Ayin Vav Yod?
Did we do the last one, number 10?
Yeah,
that was the Lehit
Lavesh. To get dressed. To get dressed. Because it means to get dressed. Okay, you asked me for a list. Oy vey. It's stapled on the bottom right.
So it's kind of Hebrew. Hebrewish.
I do not usually give this before the end of this book. Because I wanted to get to know all the verbs in the list. But anyways.
Oh, this is beautiful. Thank you for
having me. So look with me page by page, because I don't want you to... It's taken from a book that has red and black, gray columns. So all the... I had to zero. Look how the first one came out, how dark.
Oh. Yeah.
And then from that, I took away the colors, much as I could. So, lifdok et is to check or examine. These are verbs of pa'al that in the future are going to be efol. Okay?
Oh, so the et is a mark for taste a
direct object. Ligmor et. And then in parentheses, she put in gerund. And if there is no gerund, she put in a noun.
Who did this?
What did she say?
This is a book by Goni Tishlel.
Oh.
What did she say for noun?
What is this?
Sometimes the verb didn't develop the automatic gerund, so in the parentheses you would put already the noun.
Oh. So there's two types of parentheses, the square ones and the round ones.
The round ones are the
gerund forms, the square ones are the
noun
forms.
Is that right?
No.
What's number three? Is that a noun or a gerund?
Number three. You tell me if it's a gerund. What's the music of Baal? Gerund.
Okay. That's a gerund.
Gemira. It's a gerund. It's a natural gerund. Gemira.
All right. So that.
Yeah.
Work.
Oh, number three is grima, cause. Right.
Grima.
So that.
Gemira is the finish, and gemirima is a cause.
So, is that the normal gerund?
Yes, it is the normal.
Okay.
Lillian?
It is, I know it is.
The music of the gerunds is iktiva. Exactly. So, as long as you see the same,
right,
the yod in there, in a kamatze, it is most likely drisha, bdika, grima.
So, I don't.
Drisha here is at imer.
I'm just getting distracted by the parentheses, so don't worry.
Okay. So look at, for example, to demand something from someone. You see? You say the same thing. You demand something from someone. לדרוש את מה. אני דורשת מהתלמידים שלי את שיעורי הבית. I demand the homework from my students. Okay? לזכור את. And then here you have zikhira, which is the process of remembering, but zikaron is memory. And I will tell you that today we use mostly zikaron.
Mm-hmm.
And zikhira is a psychological term, so we do not use you're not in the psychology field. Okay. Lizroket, lizrok we had in our vocabulary. Throw. Lichtov, limkor. You see, limkor et le. You sell something to someone. Right? Yosef, האחים של יוסף, מכרו את יוסף לישמעאלים. Okay? למשוך טיפור, לסבול, you don't have it, it's to suffer. לסגור, you know, לפגוש את. See, פעל, direct object, את. לפרוץ ל... To break into. Lirkod aim. You can circle aim right now. Because lirkod takes aim. And it's not, right?
Yeah, you
have to
dance with something.
Okay.
But if you're dancing a dance, it's still aim? I'm dancing the polka.
Okay.
You could
so
say you're
polka. I'm at a polka.
Okay. Right.
But are you dancing with someone or are you dancing
aim.
By yourself?
Well, if you're dancing on something.
Yeah, we already did
okay.
That one.
Al
Hashulchan.
Al Hashulchan.
Al Hashulchan.
Okay. Lirshom et harashima. Don't forget that you can. We expand sentences. Well, of course, we are going to have other prepositions. I can say lirshom et harashima shel atalmidim velatet et harashima. Okay, to somebody else. So you can do that. Lishbor et. Okay, to break something. Lishbot. Is to strike,
there's no
prejudice. Like Shabbat comes from Shin Betav, and it means striking, to strike, not to work, in the meaning of not to work, not to strike someone to hit, but to strike is to not to work.
To go on strike,
right. I would, right, that's exactly how I would translate it, to go on strike instead of to strike, because that can be double meaning in English.
Yeah, strike.
So that's what this means, to go on strike.
Go on strike. Lishbot. Okay.
Not to hit.
Nachon, not to hit. It's to go on strike.
I said, I thought the hit would be in the head.
It's not translated.
Remember, Israeli make mistakes here, so you can really remember. Liskor et habayit mechaver. To rent the house from a friend is in Pa'al. Lishmor al hayeladim, lishmor al hechalav, aval lishmor et hasefer. You can take both.
Oh, to keep.
Yeah.
You can use lishkor
bishvili.
Lishmor et hasefer bishvili. Yeah, will you look after the book for me? Atat lishmor et hasefer bishvili?
That's more like keep, isn't
no,
it?
No, I'm talking about to rent. You can rent for someone, can't you?
Well, there's two different verbs.
Yeah, but
there's
then remember, you're going
to
still use et me. Chaver socher et, Abba socher et habayit b'shvil haben. Nachon? All right. Then she gives you a list with gutturals. that are echoes. So this is therefore is that wrong. Le eso. Okay? Whenever we have aleph, it would be le e. Le esof. To collect. We had that before. Le esor is to not allow, to forbid. Asur. Right? Le esor et al. Le esor. So, le esor et is when somebody is a criminal and you imprison them. But le esor al is to forbid. You see? So the preposition can change the meaning of the verb. Okay, you can highlight this because this is an important thing to remember.
So say that again.
It has le'esor et is to imprison. The police imprison, or you know what? Potiphar imprisoned Yosef. Who asar et Yosef beveit ha'sohar, beveit ha'kele. However, Yosef asar al ha'achim lakachat et Binyamin. So Yosef forbid his brothers to take Benjamin back. Remember?
Yeah.
So what form is asur?
Asur is the
prohibited.
You haven't learned that yet. Is the passive participle of pad. Did we learn passive participle of pad? I think so, maybe. No. Or maybe it's coming up. I haven't learned it yet. Be patient. Coming up.
I know it, but I mean, I know it, but.
Okay. Sorry?
The words in parentheses
make us. Ma'asar, so in parentheses it's the same thing. Ma'asar is in jail, it's a noun. The isur is a forbidding, and it is neither one of them is for the natural pa'al form of gerund.
Isur is forbidden?
Yeah.
No, a forbidding.
A forbidding. It's a noun. Remember?
A prohibition.
A prohibition. Okay? Prohibiting. Isur is actually the gerund of pi'el. And it was borrowed into pa'al. Okay? Yeah, they are dancing all over the map. When it comes to gerund, there are no laws.
So you just look it up.
There's nothing that says. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, right away instead of trying to figure it out.
And the reason I've already charted, because you are meeting the 3,000 most common verbs in Hebrew. If you eventually, you're practicing them and practicing them and practicing them, and they're going to come automatic at one point, because you're writing and you're reading, and that's why I require these charts. Okay? The more you do them, the more natural it will feel to you. I mean, the best evidence is your written pieces every week. I mean, it's remarkable. I sit there and I laugh.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. Okay. Lahafoch et is to turn something upside down. Lahafoch. Lahafoch et ha-shulchan, lahafoch et ha-kise. And when my sister was supposed to be sent on a bus to a school far away, my dad went to the city hall and turned their table upside down too. That's how you got your way in Israel, in the
50s.
Wait, can I tell you?
Literally?
Literally, here today, it's not allowed anymore, but that's how they used to get their way.
You mean it's not allowed?
If somebody would, it's not allowed. You can get to, you can get in a lot of trouble when you lose your temperament.
It's funny because I am.
Cafe Afuch comes from there, exactly. And Afuch is another from that we're going to learn. Cafe Afuch, upside down coffee. Put it in the mail. Okay. Haficha is, remember, in South America there was Haficha. In China there was Haficha. Right? When there is. In Russia there was Haficha.
Revolution.
Revolution.
Upside down.
And upside down. Laharog it, to kill someone. Lachazor me le, to come back from a place to a place. Right? Ani chozer me ha-college la-bayit. Ani chozer me ha-avoda la-bayit. Lachalom al. Okay, so chalima again is the process that the doctors look into, the process of dreaming. Okay? but when you want to say a dream, you're going to use chalom. A dream, which is a noun. Lachkor, l'gdulato en cheker. Lachkor means to investigate. L'gdulato en cheker in your prayers. Comes from this root. Chakira is an investigation. However, mechkar, a noun, is research. So chakira is the investigating of something.
The process again?
Or the police investigation.
Or an investigation.
But mechkar is the research. So you can investigate the criminal, but you can also investigate a subject for the research paper. Lachshov al. You think about something. Lachshov al. Okay? V'chashiva is a natural one. La'avod. And
so chashiva is a thought or the process of thinking?
Thinking, exactly.
It's both.
No. Chashiva is a process of thinking.
It's not a thought?
A thought is machshava, is a real noun.
Okay.
This is the gerund list. La'avod, to work. Avoda, you already know that it's a noun.
This means that, from my language point of view, work is an intransitive verb. It cannot take an object because there's no ed.
Aha, it doesn't take the direct object. But you can say, I am working on something. A new vidal.
Yeah, you can.
And la'avod al is also slang, to cheat. Yeah? So, la'avod al mishehu, to do a work on someone, is to basically lie to them, right? This is also a 50 atmosphere.
Or you have to do a job on someone.
Yeah.
Could that denote a creative process, like I'm working on a piece of music?
Absolutely. אני עובד על מוזיקה, על יצירה במוזיקה, כן.
Or I'm working on a problem.
כן, לעבוד על בעיה. נכון. לעבור את is לעבור את הירדן. לעבור את המבחן. Pass the test. אבל לעבור על is to break the law. לעבור על החוק is an expression to break the law. Like avera goreret avera comes from there. La'avor al hachok. Okay? And then you have, therefore, two different gerunds in use that are actually going to be both nouns. Avera, which is a legal breakage, or ma'avar, which is a passing area. Right? Ma'avar is where, let's say, that people can cross to Jordan from Israel in that crosswalk. In the ma'avar. In the crossing.
Yeah.
So, et and al, avor, is an important one to know that it has two meanings. La'azov et aziva. It's just as expected. To leave something or someone. La'azor le. And this one, ring bells. I don't care. You need to remember. La'azor le mishehu. You help someone in English directly. But in Hebrew, you need le. Ani ozeret latalmidim sheli
kashetzarich. So it's like to get help to someone.
Nahon, to help to. Yeah. You have to use two. La'amod. To stand up, Amida, guys, it's the same name as the tefillah, the prayer, Amida. La'amod. La'asok be. La'asok be divrei Torah. La'asok be.
It's an English part. To soak yourself in Torah.
To soak yourself in Torah. La'asok be. And look at the gerund, it's a borrowed from PL. Isuk. Is the busying of yourself in something. Isuk be.
So is the PL gerund always have the vav?
Yeah? And this is without vowels, so remember they used fillers for the E sounds. La'atzor et is to arrest someone. But la'atzor is just to stop. Okay? Okay, so atzira means the stopping of traffic. But ma'atzar is in the arrest. Okay? These two are very important. Atzar is used in the Bible, mm-hmm. in the meaning of stopping, not in the meaning of arrest.
That's why Shmini Atzeret is that what it's like no. enough, yeah. enough with the holidays.
On the evening, stop.
Stop.
That's right.
Stop.
Exactly. Good connection. Shmini Atzeret.
I have a whole teaching on that from Svadhana.
La'aroch et la'aroch et ha'shulchan, shulchan aruch. La'aroch et ha'shulchan, to set the table.
Yeah.
And most Israelis do not use la'aroch et ha'shulchan. Sim et ha'kelim al ha'shulchan. You sim everything everywhere. Okay?
Put.
It's
because they're allergic to shulchan aruch.
Sim, it's funny. They save themselves from lots and lots and lots of traditional verbs. Lasim kofa al arosh, lasim bagadim, lasim na'alayim.
So we can use that for everything. No. Mm-hmm. When we write, no.
When you write?
No.
You know what? When you write and you do that, I promise to give you the proper verb for that. At least you will know there is a proper verb. Okay. It's also, you know, to arrange the setting on a website, okay, to redesign something, la'aroch.
To decorate your house.
Edit, to be an editor. An editor, okay, hu ha'orech, okay, the editor in the newspaper.
Orech.
All right. Now you have pa'als that are going to be future in efal. You see? So she went efol. With gadarot, and now she's going to efal verbs.
Okay? We can't go through all of these today, can we?
What is all that
about? Not possibly. Not possibly, because I want to teach them.
What's all this? Just listing?
Where it says ba'alei,
yeah.
Owners of, aleph, hei, chet, o, ayin, ke'itsu, as a consonant, sheni o shlishi, second or third,
okay,
of the root, shelasholim. And a few more that are taught in level 3. So you can see that your level is beyond this, because except for 2-3 verbs that are used in modern Hebrew, you know all these verbs already. So your level is somewhere in at the end of 3, beginning of 4, when you're in the middle of this curriculum. Okay? So I am going to finish in Pa'al, and we're going to do one binyan at a time, okay? So today let's finish at Pa'al. So let's finish this list. Livchor be is to choose someone, like anachnu bacharnu be Obama. Aval livchor et, okay?
Is what?
It's also to choose an elect. You just need to livchor be and livchor et, there are alternates. Okay.
Yeah, you elect only one person, you choose between more than one, I suppose, if you look at it that way. You have to choose from
when you have
the
Obama.
Right.
So, kibanu v'charta ve'otanu kidashta, right? Kibanu v'charta ve'otanu kidashta mikol ha'amin. He chose us among, right, from all the other people. So, it's in the Kiddush. So, l'chol be'. Kibanu b'charta, right? That's how you're going to remember. Livchor be. He chose us among others. He says, I made the choice to do this. And b'chira is a choice. And b'chirot, the plural, refers to election. B'chirot are the election day. Today, yesh b'chirot. Omrim b'Yisrael, ayom yesh b'chirot. They use the plural, gerem, for election day.
Bechira, is that choosing?
And choosing of
choosing.
Any kind. When I want my kids to make the right choice, I say, I can only present you the options. The choice is all yours, right? If you made a bad choice, there are consequences.
No, is Bikurot, is it electing or election?
Elections. I am telling you right now that Bechirot is used as colloquially, okay, in modern Hebrew, as the election day. Yesh hayom b'chirot. Okay, but naturally, it's also the plural of b'chira. Right, he made many bad choices in his life. Yeah?
Yeah.
לדאוג ל, to worry about. So לדאוג ל, לעזור ל, לדאוג ל. Okay, and look, there is a noun there. דאגה. דאגה is a noun. ללבוש, אם פעל, ללבוש את. ללבוש את המכנסיים, ללבוש את המעיל, ללבוש את. Okay, in לבישה, expected. ללמוד את. ללמוד את בניין פעל למבחן, ללמוד את. And you have למידה parallel to לימוד. Cross לימוד, please. Yes?
Cross at לימוד.
Well, unless it's a
name. I'll tell you why. Because Lemida is the correct form, it's a gerund for learning. Lamad is learn. Limud is the teaching. Mm-hmm. It comes from Limid, mm-hmm. Piel. Okay? And we're going to meet it in Piel. Right. Mm-hmm. So, cross Limud here.
Except for autodidacts who teach themselves.
You know, ללבוש, ללבוש את, ללמוד את, למצוא את. למצוא, you find something. למצוא את. לנעול את הדלת, לנעול את הנעליים. And when you, לנעול נעליים is just put the shoe on. But לנעול את הדלת, יש נעילה. נעילה, נעילת ה... Ne'ila, like the tefillah, the prayer at the end of Yom Kippur.
So it's the locking?
The locking of the heavens.
It's not the putting on.
No. Isn't that interesting? Lin'ol, na'alayim, is to put on something. At beginning of something, right? And lin'ol et hadelet is you lock something behind. Uh-huh. What?
So what would you say ne'ila is?
Locking.
Locking.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is... It's kind of Yom Kippur.
We wear special shoes on Yom Kippur, you know, the Alayim Lebanon.
Locking the heavens back up. Or locking the book back up.
Lifgoa be. Now, we are coming to stories, we're going to meet this verb. Lifgoa be is to hurt someone. It can be a mental thing, an emotional injury, and it can be a physical injury.
So it's not F, it's not the way. You don't think about it the way you would in English.
Right.
So exactly. If I into somebody.
If I hurt my friend.
Pagati b'chavara
shali. Right, I hurt in my friend.
Right, yeah.
Okay, pgi'a is an injury.
So why is there indication?
In what?
Difficult.
There are no vowels here.
No,
so how where the dageshes will be?
Where did it come from?
Where?
It's not in the root, right?
There is no dagesh in there. Where do you see leaf?
No, there isn't. But it's leaf goa.
Leaf goa. With vowels it would be like that.
Right.
Leaf goa be. And this is shvanach. And this is beget kiftach shvanach. Lifchod me. And watch out, lifchod is in pa'al. Israelis use the pa'al form much more frequently than pa'al form, okay?
Because they're such an intense people.
Maybe. I wonder, when did it start? Lifchod me, and you're afraid of something, of, okay, me. Liftoach, and pay attention that the gerund here is not a gerund, it's a noun, pachad. And put the accent over the first syllable. Pachad. It's patach patach. Pachad. You say pachadati, pachad mavet. I was scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
Pachad mavet. Liftoach et hadelet. Okay? Pticha. Litzchok le or litzchok me have two different meanings. Litzchok le is to make fun of someone or something. Litzchok me is to laugh from something. That something made you laugh. Tzachakti mehabdicha, I laughed from the joke. But litzchok le mishu is to mock someone. Okay? Litzchok le is to mock. and litzchok me is to laugh of something. And it's a noun, tzchok. To laugh at something, okay? Litzok al, litzok al, ani etzak, tzakat bnei Yisrael, right? Tzakot, yells. Likboa is to determine. Or when you want to make an appointment, you say, Ani kavati tor larufe. Kavati tor, I set an appointment with the doctor. Okay? Likboa tor, aval likboa is also to determine. That's it, I made a decision. Mm-hmm. I determined that all the students in this class are going to do only, you know, final papers and not projects and not tests along the way. Okay? Ani kavati. Okay. Lir'od is to shake and tremble. And you tremble from fear and you tremble from cold. Okay? Likro be. Likro be sefer. You read a book. Okay. Pay attention that a be can be attached to a noun, and then it's a phrase. Likro bekol, to read aloud, to read in voice. All right. So likro besefer or likro et hayeled el hamenahel, to call the child to the officer. Okay. So to read a book is likro besefer. Because it's be is a tool.
Oh yeah, we learned about those before.
Yes. Likro et is when you call a person to do something. Okay. You can say read the book and you call it et hasefer.
To someone, you say
to your kid. To someone, that's right. When you read Basefer, you read it to yourself. Mm-hmm. Salam?
Wait, but couldn't you would say if you're reading to your kid, you'd say et Basefer?
Karati et Basefer al yeladim. Ani koret Basefer al dinim. אבל אני קוראת את הילדים לבוא הביתה. I call the kids to come home. Okay? קוראים לו שלמה, right? He is called שלמה. Alright? קורא לי. קוראים לו שלמה, he is called שלמה. They call him שלמה. לקרוא is a tricky verb. לשאול את. Sheela is a noun. Yeah. Oh, by the way, number 13, lirod ra'ad is like kmo pachad, is a noun.
This is one of the words I was trying to use
in your writing. Okay, good. So
now you have
vocabulary for it. Lishol sheela, lishkav. Is to lie down, doesn't have any. Mishkav al, you can use on something, under something, or on top of something. Shchiva is lying down. Lishkoach et. Lishkoach et. Ani shachachti et ha-sefer babai, oy vey. And the disease is shichecha.
Shichecha?
A forgetfulness.
That's right.
There are people who suffer from shichecha.
That's it.
Dementia. Exactly.
Can you say lishkoch al?
Lishkoach et.
But what is a forgetting?
Shichecha. Shichecha. The noun is a noun. And shchicha. Forgetting. There is shichecha.
Is the disease.
Is the disease.
Which
dementia.
Is not written down here.
Is dementia or forgetfulness.
But shicha is just.
Shichecha.
No, this one.
Is that what you're pronouncing?
Shichicha is either forgetfulness or dementia. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It's not shichicha.
I can't remember why you're saying pronouncing
it's because of the rule that we.
Why did I?
Shichicha.
You're right. I'm supposed not to, but the shichicha. Shichha.
Oh, I see. Because they're too close together.
Exactly. Because we do not say cha and cha together and put a dagesh forte, right? So it's like, I'm supposed to say avati, but I will never say avati because then I will not hear the dalet. So I always say avadati.
Okay.
You see?
So this word that's written here means dementia and just normal forgetting?
Yes, forgetfulness.
Like this. Okay. So all ranges of
yes,
forgetting.
Yes, exactly. Look at the last three on the next page. Lishloach et le. Lishloach et ha-michtav. We had in our story. Lishloach et ha-michtav le-chaverim. And then you have shlicha, which is sending. However, mishloach is the packaging that was sent. I received mishloach from Israel.
Package?
I received a package from Israel.
Mishloach
is the package that was sent. Okay? And it can be any type of a package. Lismoach be. Zesa machta becha gecha. Right? To be happy with something.
To be happy that someone did something would be shit.
Okay, because that is something else, right? And the gerund is actually a noun, simcha, simcha. If to Hashem be simcha, lishmoa et, to hear something. Shmi'a is what you expect. All right.
Okay. Would you say like a court hearing would it also be shmi'a?
Okay. All right. I'm going to stop here. The next is the state
of verbs.
This is great.
You guys, you.